Homeopathy doesn't work. That's according to a group of GPs. But not everyone agrees with them, including Lynn McTaggart from What Doctors Don't Tell You.
The people who have condemned homeopathy, and this is not the first time, basically say three things. That it's implausible, so therefore, you know, we can't deal with the mechanism. We cannot figure out the mechanism, so therefore it cannot work. Or that there aren't many studies that look at it, or the studies that have been done fail to produce convincing evidence. Most of them are not saying that there's no evidence. They're saying that it's not convincing it, or at least they're not persuaded by it. First of all, the main reason I think this came about was a study in 2005 in The Lancet. Had a lot of publicity because it was touted as the end of homeopathy. But it wasn't actually a test of homeopathy. It was a paper exercise. It was supposedly an objective assessment of about 100 clinical trials of homeopathy. This was supposed to be a review of these, or a meta-analysis. So it looks at them and combines all of the results into one big study to assess its overall benefit. But actually, they were allowed to choose which studies to go in or not. And they decided that even though they had initially analyzed 110 trials and found a beneficial effect, they decided to reject 102 of these trials as being of inferior quality. Including in those were 8 trials on upper respiratory tract infection, which were so positive that the authors decided the results cannot be trusted. I mean, they were chucking out things that actually had really positive benefit, where they never would have done that in a drug review. So there was that problem. Then there was the fact that this little group of doctors who have condemned homeopathy have never actually looked at the big, truly comprehensive review of homeopathy done about 16 years ago in Holland. That was a 2-year study. They unearthed 105 clinical trials satisfying the basic criteria of being controlled, you know, that they were scientific. Although they criticized the low quality of many of the trials, there were many exceptions. And with that, they decided homeopathy can be efficacious, and so it's probably justified. And there have been other studies that have also looked at individual uses of it. Things like asthma, glue ear, muscle soreness, pain, upper respiratory tract infections, to name a batch, where there's been at least 2 excellent randomized controlled trials showing it's worked. Many other kinds of conditions like ADHD or anxiety, chronic fatigue, etc., have had at least 1 very good randomized trial. So to say it's never been proven is absolute nonsense. In many cases, it's been proven as well as, if not more than, many drugs.
So if there is this evidence for it, then why is homeopathy such a target?
I think it's a target because they can't get their minds around how it works. And there's 2 big problems that they consider completely irrational. First of all, the law of similars. This is what gives homeopathy its name. Homo means like. So the idea is like cures like. So the cure of a disease is produced by giving the sick person a substance that produces a similar symptom in a healthy person. This is not really that far-fetched because let's look at quinine from the bark of a tree. It produces similar symptoms to that of malaria, and quinine is a long-established treatment for malaria. So we do that in real life, not just in homeopathy. But that's one thing they find really strange. And the second is the whole idea of high dilution. Homeopathy maintains that to effect a cure, you only need minute doses of a medicine. And these ultra-low doses are prepared by serial dilution. So you take a drop of the original medicine to 100 drops of water, then take a drop of that weak mixture and add yet another 100 drops of water and continue this process about as much as 30 times. And at each stage, the liquid is vigorously shaken in a process called succussion. Now, this seems really strange. So it means, you know, by the time you get to this super dilution, you won't have 1 molecule of the original medicine left. But homeopaths say the medicine will not only work, but actually work better at the higher dilutions than the lower ones. Well, okay, what under normal Newtonian science, we can't understand why. But if you look at quantum physics and new discoveries in the quantum realm, there is evidence that water has a memory and that this memory is stronger with the signal of the molecule, not the molecule itself. And there's also the fact that water seems to be not only a carrier, but an amplifier. So the more water, the higher the signal. So the discoveries we're finding now are really holding up homeopathy as being the new medicine rather than something that's outrageous and voodoo-like.
That's Lynn McTaggart.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.